In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, but it came down to the earth for to live with us.
大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 今天给大家分享的是 Ingrid Sis 的新歌Why we believe in his name， 中文译名，当我们以他的名义信仰。以下是我对姐姐的相关问题采访，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。So first one for sister. What does it mean that the word was with God and then came down to earth? 道与神同在，然后又来到了人间。这话怎么理解呢？
The word is Jesus. He was with God in the beginning, and through him everything was created. The song text is taken from the Gospel of John, who tells the creation story once again from the view of Jesus Christ.
道就是耶稣基督。天地初始，他与上帝同在，万物借着他被创造出来。歌词取自约翰福音，而约翰福音再次从耶稣基督的视角讲述了创世纪的故事。Okay, second issue for sister. Therefore, according to the text, how do we become children of God? 根据以上的这段歌词，我们又怎样才能成为神的子女呢？
It is written in John 1:11, when we believe in the name of Jesus Christ, we get the right to be God's children. It is important to not only believe in Jesus, but in the name of Jesus Christ, because he is the Messiah, the Anointed, and our Savior.
这段话记载在《约翰福音》第一章第十一小节。当我们相信耶稣基督的名，我们就有权成为神的儿女。重要的是，我们不仅要相信耶稣，更加要相信耶稣基督的名义，因为他才是弥赛亚，是受膏者，是我们的救世主。Next question for sister. Therefore, through your son, what does it mean to be born again through the Spirit and water? 通过圣灵和水而再次出生，这话如何做解呢？
When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we become a new person. We are reborn in spirit and water means that the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and baptism by submerging in water works this rebirth.
当我们接受耶稣基督为救世主的时候，我们就成为全新的人。我们在圣灵与水中重生，意味着圣灵、神的话语已然进入到水中的洗礼，共同促成了我们的重生。
After rebirth, we have a new identity. We are Christians and follow as pilgrims the way of Jesus.
重生之后，我们就有了新的身份，我们是基督徒，是追随耶稣道路上的朝圣者。Next issue. I truly love sister's older son. Therefore, in today's song, why did God give his son to this whole world according to these words? 根据以上的这些话，神为什么将自己的儿子赐予了全世界呢？
God is love, and love does not take, love gives. So God gave his son for to save all people on this earth.
上帝就是仁爱，而仁爱则不会索取，爱是给予，所以上帝赐下了他的儿子，是为了拯救世上所有的人类。Next issue, sister. Therefore, what's God's will, or what does he want for the people in the whole world? 对于世间上的人来说，神的意志，或者说，他的终极目标是什么呢？
God's will is that all people come to know the truth and receive his son as savior to be saved.
上帝的旨意是，所有人都能认识到真理的存在，并接受他的儿子作为救世主而得到救赎。Next question for Sister. What's the gift that the text says we shouldn't hesitate to take? 这段话里说，我们不应该再犹豫，要接受的礼物，这个礼物是指什么呢？
This gift is the life of Jesus Christ. He died for us on the cross to forgive all our sins.
这份礼物就是耶稣基督本身的生命。他为了宽恕我们所有的罪孽，而把自己献身在十字架上。Next question, Sister, what's the blood of the lamb? Is it a symbol of something? 羔羊的血又象征了什么呢？
It is the blood of Jesus Christ for to clean us from sins. Matthew describes this in his gospel.
耶稣基督的血是为了洗净我们的罪孽。马太在他的福音书中曾写下以下内容：
And he took up a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
耶稣拿起水杯。祝谢各位，逐一递给他们，并说：“你们都需要喝这里面的水，因为这是我立下约誓的血液，是我为所有人所流出来，使你们得到拯救的救赎之水。” Next question, sister. Therefore, if someone believes, what two things does the text say they will see and do? 如果有人相信，那今天的这段歌词当中说，他们将看见什么，并做到什么呢？
He or she will see the glory and live. This is written in the first and sixth chapter of John.
他或者她将看见他们的荣耀，并最终活下去。实际上，这记载在《约翰福音》的第一章和第六章。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音第一章第14小节，道最终成了肉身，住在我们心间，充满恩典。并拥有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，这荣光正是父所生的独生子的荣光。
For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
约翰福音第六章，因为我的天父的意思是要叫一切人看到我。而得信，并且最终永生，并且在最终的末日降临的时候，我要叫这些人所复活。Next question, Shwasa. The text says nobody should perish. What's the opposite of the perishing that God wants for us? 歌词中提到了没有人应该灭亡。神希望我们得到应有的回答，这与灭亡相反的内容却是什么呢？
Unfortunately, there is a consequence of our sin, which is death, as is written in Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
很不幸的是。罪的后果就是死亡。我们可以参见《罗马书》第六章第23章小节。第23章小节里面已经写了，因为罪的代价就是死，唯有神的恩赐在我主耶稣基督那里才会得到最终的永生。
If we don't take the gift of God and get saved through the blood of Jesus, we will be thrown in the lake of fire in the eternity and will not go to heaven. This is what perish means. But God gave his son exactly that we do not perish.
如果我们不接受神的恩赐，不靠耶稣的宝血而得救，我们就会被扔进永恒的火湖中，无法上天堂。这就是最终的灭亡的含义。但神赐下他的儿子，正是为了让我们不灭亡。Today's last question for sister. How does the text describe the connection between God's love and his action in today's song？这段话是如何描述神的爱和他的行动之间的联系的？
God not only loves, he is love. There are three types of love: the love between man and woman, the love between friends, and agape, the divine love of God.
神不仅爱人，而他就是爱本身。世间的爱有三种。第一种男女之爱，第二种朋友之爱，第三种神圣的神圣之爱。
God's character and actions are all marked of this agape love. He wants only good things for us.
神的美好品格与行为都彰显着这种博爱精神，他只希望我们得到美好的事物。
Already when Adam and Eve broke their relationship with him by falling in sin, he searched them and found them and promised he will make it able to restore the relationship by sending the Messiah one day, and he slaughtered a lamb for to give them clothes before they had to leave the Garden Eden.
当亚当和夏娃因犯罪而与他人断绝关系的时候，他搜索了他们，最终找到了他们，并承诺有一天会派遣弥赛亚来恢复他们的关系，并且在他们离开伊甸园的时候，他宰杀了一只羔羊，给他们衣服穿。
The only reason why they had to leave the garden was that they won't eat from the tree of life and make salvation impossible.
亚当和夏娃必须离开伊甸园的唯一原因就是，他们不会吃火树上的果实，否则就无法获得救赎。
But after receiving the gift of Christ, we can go to paradise and the relationship with God will be restored.
当我们领受了基督的礼物之后，就会可以去到天堂，最终与上帝的关系也会恢复。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家10月份快乐，我们下期再会。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, but it came down to the earth for to live with us and to die for us. When we believe in his name, we get the right to be God's children. We will be a new person through the Spirit and water. Because God loves the world so much that he gave his own son. Nobody in the world should not perish but live, was his will. When we believe in his name, we get the right
to be God's children. We will be a new person through spirit and water. Don't hesitate. Take God's gift, the blood of the Lamb. You will see His glory and live when we be. We get the right to be God's children. We will be born again through spirit and water.